It's WMFO, Medford, 9 a.m. It's Mike here and Sue here.
Hey.
It's me and Sue and me and the trifecta, really. It's Sue and coffee and munchkins. It's what else can you want?
I don't know.
It's a beautiful day outside and we're inside.
Yeah, but we're going to make everybody's day as sunny as the weather with this music that we're going to play. Or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Why is my voice like four registers lower than usual?
Because you were out last night seeing an awesome show.
Oh my God. It's been lesbian comic week, Mike. Yeah. So last night, Paula Poundstone was right here in Medford.
Did she wear a tie?
Oh my God, her outfit was insane. She did not wear a tie.
What?
She wore a red and white pinstripe suit.
Yeah.
With like, you know, the line that goes down like each side, like the thicker stripe.
Oh, like the sciatica a band leader. In my legs?
Yeah. She wore sciatica pants.
Yeah.
And and then a red and white checkered vest.
Oh. Rocking the vest.
And red patent leather shoes. I don't know if they were patent leather, but they were like shiny. And bright red lipstick. And she was Paula all night long.
So that's where you get the idea for your look today.
I was actually thinking, wow, would I'd probably look like an Easter egg in a suit like that. But
well, maybe a knish.
A knish. There you go. A red knish.
Let's be real. Let's not try to, you know.
Right.
Let's not try to Christian this up.
Right. Yeah. So she was hilarious. And then on Wednesday night, all the cool kids were at the Schubert seeing Hannah Gadsby, who is like the it lesbian comic of the moment.
They're calling her the Great Gatsby.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And she was fantastic. She's very intense. And then last weekend at Tanglewood, I went to a broadcast of Live From Here, which is an NPR show. It's actually like the show that replaced Prairie Home Companion.
Okay.
But anyway, Tig Notaro did a set there, too. So I've seen three of like my favorite comedians in 1 week.
Does she ever stop?
No, she doesn't. I mean, she only did 5 minutes. It was kind of disappointing, but there's some other great acts there, too. So it wasn't like we went to Tanglewood, you know, 2.5 hours away, and then, you know, 5 minutes of Tig and got in the car and drove home.
Well, you're flying somewhere this weekend, too. You don't have to tell everybody where you're going, but you're just not stopping.
No. We'll talk about that later. Well, let's pace ourselves.
All right. I went to Toad last weekend.
I know. And
I saw Samantha Farrell.
And Samantha is fantastic.
Yeah,
she's been on our show a couple of times.
Yeah, she was so great.
I mean, she's a super nice lady.
She was cracking us up. She's a funny person, too.
Oh, yeah. She's great. She played at the Night Market in Union Square a couple weekends ago, like the same weekend as, I want to say the same weekend as Porch Fest. In Somerville. Anyway, she's fantastic, so I'm glad you have some Samantha Farrell to play for us.
It's something that Will Daly produced.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, all she mentioned him on stage.
She did?
She described him as a waif-like kind human being with, you know, super musical powers, and it was true.
And he is kind of amazing, yeah, having met him on May 4th during Live Music Day.
Yeah, we're doing another one October 26th.
Did I just let
that date slip out?
Oops.
I did.
I better get planning.
If
I want to have that pinstripe suit made before then, I better commission it now.
Yeah. I'm going to play some Will, too. Some old catalog Will Daly today.
Awesome.
And by the way, everybody, if you haven't checked out Will Daly's, you know, a past catalog, please do yourself a favor
his
and do that.
His oeuvre, so to speak.
Oeuvre?
That's his body of work, his oeuvre.
Oh, boy. That slid right by me. I'm kind of glad it did, too.
Well, you know, you didn't take 7 years of French.
I didn't, no.
Did we do a legal ID?
I think I did when I first came on, or did I just say something stupid instead of WMFO Medford?
There you
go. We're still there because it's 9:04.
I know, that's
it's
why
fine.
I looked at the calendar.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the very slow calendar.
Yeah.
Or the fast calendar called the clock.
So it's
what
me.
Are you doing there under the desk?
I'm straightening out my things.
Good thing this is radio and not TV.
Yeah, it's Sue and Mike here until 1.
Yes, we're
one
doing
today.
A double show.
Yeah.
So something about the women will be something about the women and Mike.
Yeah. Are we going to play music today at all?
Oh.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Okay. Because this is a music show.
Is it?
But it's also us.
I thought it was a comedy hour.
It's us doing that. What was that? Why are we so, you know, hyper this time of the morning?
Because you brought munchkins.
And coffee.
Yeah, I didn't even have any coffee.
All right, I do have new noise. This is pretty cool. It's called I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down, which is not a threat.
I've heard that as a title. It might be a cover.
I know, I sort of thought of that too, but it's very Phil Collins-ish, so that gives you a hint as to the next song I'm going to play. I'm going to try for a segue here.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Do it.
It's Stone Foundation that does this along with Graham Parker.
Graham Parker.
All right, it's New Noise here at WMFO. Medford. Down. Don't tear down for the sun.
you. The pictures, they don't fade. 40 days now, ooh, since you left me. And I know that these tears won't wipe away. I said, oh, what a lovely day. Breaking the chains of love. I'm hoping that you won't find a new love. Cause I know that maybe you'll find.
Can't you see that you're mine? Oh, can't you see? Can't you see that you're mine?
Cause I know that maybe you're mine.
Can't you see that you're mine? Oh, can't you see? Can't you see that you're mine?
Cause I know that maybe you're mine. Take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables. You can watch yourself while you are eating.
Care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
She packed her bags last night. We fly. Yeah.
so much I miss my life. It's lonely out in space. Yes, it is. For such a time, let's fly. Time ain't going nowhere. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me right again to fly. I'm not the man they think I.
WMFO, Sue and Mike here. It's going to be a long time.
It's going to be a long, long time.
You just can't deny it.
You can't.
What are we talking about?
Rocket Man.
Oh, yeah, that last song. I was just saying to you, I don't like really Elton John covers because I'm just such a super fan of Elton John from way back. I'm liking what Vintage Trouble has done on their last album. This is just a single that's probably as a result of the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in the movie soundtrack because I've just not seen the movie yet.
What's wrong with you?
Many, many things. But that was obviously a great cover of Rocket Man.
Awesome.
You liked it too?
Yeah. It was good.
I liked it. English Beat. I mean,
love
just before
English
that.
Beat. Got the beat.
I always wondered, you know, Mirror in the Bathroom, like where else, I mean, why in the bath? I mean,
where else would it be?
Yeah.
Well, it could be in the bedroom.
It could be. Want to go there?
No.
No, not you go to the bedroom. I mean, do you want to talk about that?
No.
Oh. I didn't think so. That's kind of why.
Mirrors and me don't get along.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's why
one.
I'm on the radio.
Fitz and the Tantrums just before that by request from Mike Maloney from the record Picking Up the Pieces in 2010. It was Breaking the Chains of Love. He went to see him last night and they didn't play that. So we said, huh?
Well,
we'll play it.
We'll fix that.
That's fine. Thanks, Mike. Phil Collins, just before that, with I Missed Again from Face Value. And Stone Foundation with Graham Parker, I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down.
And what a segue.
Yeah, they sounded a lot together. And last night as I was doing that, I'm thinking, that sounds just like I Missed Again. And I pulled it off, I think, with the segue.
You did great.
It was pretty good.
It was darn good.
Mm-hmm.
Darn good.
Yeah, just like these munchkins. They're delicious.
Mmm.
I actually decided not to eat one just before the mic went up because I'd be, you know...
Yeah. And that's not a good thing.
No. So I made it. That's my first good choice of this year.
Wow, it only took you till halfway through the year.
Exactly. Not bad. So I have another good choice here for new noise.
Okay, good.
Our friends the Cast Irons.
All right.
Now, we've heard this song before. It's called Breathe, but we ain't heard it like this.
Okay.
It's already being played all over the place by our friends at Markskin Radio. It's called Breathe, and they worked.
I keep thinking you're saying brie, like the cheese, and then I get hungry and wish there were some crackers. But go ahead, Breathe. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they... three-part harmonies and stuff, and they just rejiggered, is that a word? Rejiggered
yeah.
the whole thing, and it's really cool. So with that, brand new noise from the Cast Irons, this is called Breathe at WMFO, Medford. Oh, did I do that? Oh, here it is.
Yeah. This is Will Daly. You're listening to Mike on the Mic, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Mass.
I got a broken heart. I had to have removed and placed in a jar. And every night when I turn out the lights, I hear a go boom, 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 boom. I got a worried mind. I should have drugged all the bonds amassed for all the times when I think too much. I hit the ground with a boom, 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 boom. Start on high. Lost before I got a chance to start. I remember the sound of you, like a rush. Left a taste that lingered for too long. I will wait for the magic. And now since you
listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
Hey, we meant to do that. But wait, no, wait. What did I want to do? I want to play this. Well, that's fine.
Here,
but wait. Yeah,
that.
So we're like sharing here, and we're sharing a little bit too much. So we kind of lost track of what it was I wanted to do. But here you go. It's WMFO.
It's live radio.
Yep. WMFO, Medford, Mike and Sue.
Sue and Mike.
Yeah. Sue, I saw what you were doing with those munchkins.
What? Don't tell.
Don't act like you didn't do that.
I didn't.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Nobody believes you. All right. That was a 6-song set.
Wow. We're shaking it up here.
I know. It's like...
Breaking all the rules.
Whoever thought you could do 6 songs in a set?
Oh, man. Sometimes I do 8, 9.
Yeah. Yeah. And we messed up, too, because, see, we have... 2 inputs, right? And we tried to play 3 things, and you can't do that.
No.
Right, so when I went to play the other song, it wasn't plugged in, and that's why it didn't do anything.
We could hear it, but you couldn't.
Right, and we just thought, oh, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were covered.
That was the last song we just played. It wasn't that awesome. New from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. New record, and it's an EP, actually, called Black Star Dancing that was Rattling Rose. I just love the work they do. They just grabs me in a good way.
Ooh.
There are bad grabs. but that's not one of them. Then Sue had the last two before that. One was Peter Frampton Band from a new record, right? Called
yeah,
All Blues.
All Blues.
Yeah, it's called I Just Want to Make Love to You.
Woo! Yeah, Peter Frampton did an All Blues album, and I thought that was pretty good.
It was pretty cool. And then, you know, what else is pretty cool is that new movie that's out called Yesterday.
It's not out yet. I can't wait.
But the soundtrack's out. That's how we
did
that.
Yeah. That was Himesh Patel, who... if you haven't heard about this movie Yesterday, it comes out on Friday, and I'm going to be on a plane to Vegas. God, I want to see it. So basically, the premise of this movie is that the lights flicker out for like 11 seconds all over the world, and he gets hit by a bus. He's on his bicycle, and when he wakes up, he's this sort of failing singer-songwriter. He's about to hang it up, but anyway, when he wakes up and the lights come back on, he's the only person in the world who knows the Beatles, and so everybody thinks like these are all his songs.
Right. I mean, he still knows,
right?
But nobody else knows that.
Right.
Yeah.
So
fame and fortune comes unto him.
Yes. Yeah. So obviously, lots of Beatles songs in the soundtrack, and we heard I Saw Her Standing There, one of my favorites.
It was really pretty damn cool. I can't wait to see that movie.
Oh
either.
My God, I can't wait. I'm such a Beatles freak right now.
Me too.
My life. Satellite radio has changed my life. Almost as much as Tufts Freeform Radio
has.
Okay,
fine. You redeemed yourself.
Yes, I know.
All right. And just before that was one of my favorite local artists. Oh, well, any artists anywhere. Will Daly from back in 2008's Back Flipping Forward CD. That was Boom Boom, all about a broken heart that had to be put in a jar and beating even outside the body because
boom,
it's
boom,
broken.
Boom.
And oh, yeah, it's brilliant. Amy Mann, by request for Mark Hurwitz from 2008. I can't say the name of the... Look, Sue. I can't say what that is because it's like a bunch of fakakta characters there and smilers.
I don't know what that is.
31 today, but that's it. That's the name of it. So I don't know how they expect anybody to say that.
Yeah, I guess it might be a swear word.
Might be a swear word, which of course we can't do. Except when the mics are off. We do it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that started off with the Cast Irons. Oh, boy. Brand new version of Breathe. That's why I did.
Plus, you know, announcing 6-song sets is exhausting.
It is exhausting. Don't you feel bad for me?
No.
Okay. All right. So 9:51 in the morning. New noise from our friends in Queens, New York, the band Holy Tunics. They have a brand new record called Hit Parade Lemonade Supersonic Spree. That's
wow.
The name of it.
Does that
I love
fit
it.
On the album?
Yes.
I guess
it does.
They're tiny now, you know. The little people don't even buy CDs anymore, but we do.
We do because we do this.
That's right.
From that record that I just said, this is called Upside Down in Wonderland, the Holy Tunics at WMFO. Medford.
Just to get through your name, the words on my lips are bending lights through. can't find you. Love one another, that's what Bob said to do. You're always in a hurry and you can't slow down, trying to scratch all the things off your to-do list now. But breathe in, breathe out, let your light shine.
Dead yet. Why don't you tell me about the best of the things? I wanna know about the best of the things. Why don't you show me? Cause I tried and I'm still with somebody. Can't do it and I'm on, not satisfied. But I remember when the lights went out and I was trying to make it look like it was never in doubt. She thought that I knew what I thought that she. Some people wasn't willing, but we didn't know how to do it. Why don't you tell me?